So there's an interesting thing about me that most people don't know. And it's the fact that I'm a twin, but I don't have a twin in the sense of what you might think. I'm a fraternal twin, which for those of you who aren't educated in biology, that means that I actually have, it's two eggs that were fertilized separately. So I have a twin sister. So I'm not like an identical twin. I don't have a twin brother. I have a twin sister. And how is this relevant? Well, it's relevant because of my story that I'm going to tell you. But before I get started, let me just do the quick introduction for those of you that might be new to the podcast. My name is Nick, and this is the Next 90 with Nick. This is the challenge-based lifestyle living podcast where we chunk your life down in 90-day increments and help you level up in a way that you never thought possible in 1 to 2 years. Formulaically proven to level up your life 90 days at a time by living some simple yet not easy principles called the Code, the Core 4, and the Stack. So for those of you that have been with me on this journey, thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you, everyone, for all the reviews inside of iTunes. Please continue to do so. We are smashing it. We are well over 60,000 downloads, 40 plus episodes, and the Next 90 Nation continues to grow. So speaking of growing and back to growing up, I was a twin. And you're probably wondering, what the hell does this have to do with anything? Well, what it has to do with anything is everything. I've never been alone in my entire life, ever. Even since inception, I shared a womb with another human being. Our hearts beat together. We fed off of, you know, my mother at the same time. We were brought into the world 6 minutes apart. We were taken out of my mother's womb and put into a room together. And as she, you know, grew up, we stopped sharing rooms. But then I shared a room with my oldest brother. And then I shared a room with my little brother. It wasn't until I was about 14 years old that I actually got my own room. But I was still living in a house of five. So it was fucking chaos all the time. And I wouldn't realize like the significance of this till much, much later. In fact, like 30 some odd years later, in just literally the last 100 days. And I went from sharing, you know, this house with six people to I got a scholarship for wrestling, and I went up to San Francisco State on a Division II wrestling scholarship, and I roomed with like four dudes up there. It was like Animal House almost every single night. You can imagine four college athletes, but wrestlers nonetheless. I mean, drinking, just shenanigans. So never was alone there. Came back, went to Cal State Fullerton here in California, had roommates there. And then now I'm married and I've got a wife and now we have two children. So I've never in my entire life, if you count from maybe 14 to 17, I had my own room, but I've never ever been alone in my life. I've always had somebody there, something, some distraction. And what happened is like this, this kind of kept me protected, if you will, or guarded from truly knowing who I was. And so I would always find my identity in other things and or other people. And so I never really got to do anything for me, by me. You know, I kind of did what I thought everybody else wanted me to do. And, you know, when I went to college, I was able to leave behind my identity in high school and, you know, kind of become a new man, if you will. I was able to become this new character. And so I started doing new things, things that I hadn't done before, like drinking and just, you know, going out with women and all this stuff. And I still, in all of that, like I was a very outgoing person. I've always been an extrovert, but I never really understood like who I was. And I've never actually done anything for myself. Something happened about a year ago, and I wouldn't realize the significance of it until this very week right now. So inside the Wake Up Warrior movement, which you guys have heard me talk, which all my Next 90 principles are based upon, you know, I didn't author any of this. I've taken it and I put my own voice behind it, but I didn't invent this shit. And to be quite frank, the principles have been around for a long time. Garrett J. White, my mentor and coach, has been able to put them into a singular focus. And I have been so transformed by this way of living, you know, doing the living by the code, which means we tell the truth, doing the core four, which you've heard me talk about, which is body, being, balance, and business, and doing this every day, like investing into myself, it's transformed my life. And so the reason behind my podcast is I want to give it away to you. I want to give it away to everybody in the Next 90 community so that you guys can experience the same change that I experienced. And so here I am humming along inside Wake Up Warrior, and I think I'm doing pretty well. Like I've lost weight, my businesses are growing, my relationship with my wife is on fire. You know, I'm a very intentional father. I'm present through the gift of meditation. I'm journaling like a 13-year-old girl every single day. And I'm more connected now spiritually than ever. And I'm in a good spot. But I'm still not doing anything 100% for me. You know, I've been doing this for my family. I've been doing this for my businesses. And so Garrett throws down the gauntlet and he says, hey, I want this movement to grow. And the only way it can grow is if men inside this movement rise. And so you can become what they call a certified trainer. And when you become a certified trainer, you get a ring. And it's a huge ring. And it's almost a little bit gaudy, and I'll put a picture up on the site so you guys can see it. But it's not the ring that's significant. It's the work that goes into getting this ring. It shows that you have gone deep into yourself, into investing inside who you are, discovering who you truly are on the inside without any outside influence. Now, you might say, well, you had outside influence. You had Garrett J. Wyatt in this. No, what he did is he provided the platform, but the work, you had to go internal. And it was the power of these questions that I begun to ask myself, and things started to open up inside me that I truly started to discover who I was. And so he throws down this gauntlet about a year ago. In fact, almost exactly a year ago. We're sitting here in June of 2018. So this was June of 2017. He says, you can become a certified trainer. It came with a hefty price tag, but the price tag paled in comparison to the actual work that was required in order to do it. So he throws it down, and like I'm in. I knew from the beginning, people. Like I knew from the beginning that I wanted to broadcast this message. I knew that like I was passionate about it, and I, in a way, I had felt called to lead other people, men and women, as I was doing inside my companies, but at a deeper level, to inspire them to live a life on purpose, for purpose, as you've heard me say. And I knew this was my window. I knew this was a time where I could do something for me. And so I raised my hand. I was probably one of the first people to put in my application, and I was accepted, and I paid my tuition, which again was a hefty fee. And then they dumped the work on us, and it was a lot. I mean, the manual alone is 500 plus pages. You have to write a thesis. I mean, hours and hours and hours of, I mean, these videos you have to consume. You have to consume 48 videos, which are about 2 hours at the shortest, 3 hours on average in length. And you have to write a return and report. Then you have to do videos about them. You have to do one-on-one coaching. You have to come back to a warrior week. You have to support a warrior week. You have to do small group coaching, large group coaching. And, you know, you have a one-year window to do this. And I'm like, no problem. Come on. Like, no problem. I got this. Like, I've been living this way. This is going to be fucking easy. Well, the commitment to do it was easy. The actual work was hard, because as I started to scratch the surface, I started to see a glimpse of who I was on the inside. And I'm not sure I necessarily 100% liked what I saw. So I'd cover it back up with dirt. And then I'd dig in, and I'd get going in these little, what I call micro sprints. And then I'd back away. And I was still holding on. I was holding on to stories. I was holding on to things that didn't serve me. I was sedating like a motherfucker. And for those of you that don't know what sedation means, it's a fancy word for like anything that keeps you distracted from like your thoughts and your feelings. Alcohol, porn, overeating, bad relationships, work, addicted to work, whatever. Sedation comes in many forms. For me, it came in the form of alcohol. I love to drink. I love martinis. I love wine. And I just got into this pattern of coming home and having a couple cocktails in the evening. And it was just enough to take my edge away and enough to kind of make me distracted and not fully dive into the work. And so fast forward 6 months, a bunch of men get their certification. And when I say a bunch, I mean literally a dozen. And they were all men that I went to Warrior Week with and men I considered to be my peers. Well, they did what was required. They did the fucking work, and they stood on that stage and they accepted their ring. And I saw this transformation of these men. I saw this certainty. I saw this, the way they were walking, the way their shoulders were held back, the way their head was up. And I'm like, I want that. And I also kind of started feeling shameful and guilty that I did not do what was required. Most of my life, I had been able to skate by. I've never been alone. I've had many hands to help me. My nickname literally was Helpless Henry growing up. My sister would always look out for me, my twin sister, and then my brothers, and then my roommates, and then now my wife. And so I could always skate by, and I had a natural talent. I had the gift of gab, obviously, and I was able to just skate by. Well, this one actually required me to dig in deep. And so I made a commitment that I was going to get it done. This was like December 9th, that I was going to get it done by the end of the year. Well, my stories, yet my sedation was much stronger than my actual commitment to actually getting it fucking done. And so I delayed and I delayed and I delayed and I delayed. And as I got further away from like what I felt to be my true purpose, my sedation and my disconnection just like ratcheted up. I mean, it became very, very, I don't even know the word. It almost became depressing. Like I just, and it was a subconscious thing. I didn't realize it was happening. And so at one point I just looked at my life and I said, this is not the direction I want to go. Now, granted, my life was great. My life was good. I had companies that were making money. I'm still had a marriage that was on fire. There wasn't anything that was like fucking bad, but I wasn't like fully invested into me. And I wasn't, and I knew that this was the tool to discover who I really was. And so I decided, instead of for holding on to those stories, I decided to let go. And I actually decided something else. I decided, you know what? I'm not going to drink. I am not going to drink alcohol until this thing is done. I'm just done. I'm not drinking at all. And so through that sobriety, I found a lot of shit. I found a lot of shit that I had to actually deal with, feelings that were suppressed and sedated. But I dove into the fucking work. But more importantly, I dove into myself. For the first time in 38 years of existence, I started to dive into myself and I started to do this work. I started to journal at a much deeper level. Through these videos and these questions that I had to answer, I started to really figure out who I was. And this, like, there was this percolation of this voice that was inside me that I always knew existed that started to come to the surface and scream like loud at me. And I became almost an addict to this work, but addict to discovering who I was. And it was a lot of work, and I literally finished it all in this 100 days. And so here we are today. I sit here and I look down at this ring. And to most people, it probably just looks like a wannabe Super Bowl ring because it's huge. But to me, it represents the entirety of who I am. And when you get married and you think about when you put that on, they talk about the ring and why it's a ring. It's because it has no beginning and it has no end. And that's how I look at this ring for me. Like, I have no beginning, I have no end. As long as I continue to pour into me and pour into the one word that has been fucking driving me since I watched my grandfather take his last breath, which was legacy. As long as I have my legacy at the forefront, I shall live forever. And I don't know what you think about the afterlife or the here and now and the universe, but like this podcast, this very fucking thing, this 13 minutes and 38 seconds that you've been consuming right now will live in infamy because I decided for the first time in my fucking life to invest in me and figure out who the fuck I was. And I'm not at the end of the journey and I'm not at the beginning. I'm just in it. I'm just in this fucking journey of self-discovery. And it has been the most beautiful and terrifying 100 days of my life. Unpacking shit from my childhood. Unpacking shit from my adulthood. Unpacking shit from my current marriage. Unpacking shit from the marriage that I desire. But I have more clarity and more certainty now in the last 100 days than I have in the last 38 years. And so when you see me post this ring and you see me clench my fist, like I'm holding on to me. and this journey of self-discovery. And that's what I want for you guys. And you don't have to come into this movement at all. Like, you don't have to come into Warrior. Like, I just want you to invest in you. I want you to go on the same journey of self-discovery and avoid all the pitfalls and the fucking pain that I went through. Like, everybody looks at my life and they only see, you know, the outward stuff. They don't see the inside. And we as human beings have to heal from the inside out. In a world where people like Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain and Chester Bedingfield and, I mean, Avicii are fucking killing themselves. These people are killing themselves because they're dead on the inside already. And I don't want that to happen for me, and I don't want that to happen for you. And so if this message is resonating with you, like, just fucking decide. Don't wait the 9 months that I waited to get started. Like, you guys, some of you guys have been consuming this content for 3 months now and haven't done anything. And you think I'm being preachy. I'm not being preachy. I'm just telling you what I am doing myself and what's working in my life and giving it away so that someone else doesn't have to wait and go through the same pain and the same shame and the same guilt that I've gone through. And yes, my life was good, but man, it is getting fucking great. And that's the story of the ring. It's not like precious Lord of the Rings, but it's like my ring and it's my story. And there is no beginning and there is no end. And I'm just getting fucking started, people. There is a fire and a fury inside of me that is going to come a raging forward. You're going to see more things from me in the next 90 and the next 90 after that and the next 90 after that that you have ever seen. If you think you know me now, wait till you see who you meet in 90 days and wait till you see who you meet a year from now, because I now know what my purpose is. And it came to me crystal clear. I am a soldier of liberation called to go to war for legacy. And I can say that with such certainty and clarity, it fucking scares me even. And maybe you can feel this and maybe you think I'm full of shit, but I don't give a shit. All I know is that I've been called. I have a voice. And those who are ready to hear it will. And those who aren't, never will. So I appreciate all of you guys listening to this. I appreciate you allowing me to have this platform and for feeding back into me. If you like what you hear, you can email me, nick@ownthenext90.com. That's nick@ownthenext90.com. We're getting ready for another July 1st 90-day challenge kickoff. If you want to discover who you are, if you want to fucking scratch that surface, take a peek inside and jump down that rabbit hole, I will be your guide. I will be on the surface. I will have the rope. I will pull you out at any time. And you can go as deep as you want because I can't do it for you. All I can do is provide you a little sneak peek. And you got to do the rest. You can also head over to ownthenext90.com, download the gap map, figure out where you are, where you want to go, and what's standing in your way. So my name is Nick. I'm a soldier of liberation called to go to war for legacy. And I'm out.